AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The location for today's meeting between President Biden and China's President Xi Jinping is a country estate in California. The AP's Sagar Magani reports one of the aims is to improve military relations.
A dozen years ago, ties between the Pentagon and Beijing were getting better.
Our military relationship is on a more positive trajectory.
That was Defense Secretary Robert Gates 2 years before China's top defense official visited Chuck Hagel at the Pentagon.
The general and I affirmed the importance of maintaining open channels of communication.
But relations have deteriorated, and the Pentagon's worried about a lack of communications with China amid a rise in incidents between their ships and aircraft. Today, the two presidents are expected to agree on restoring regular military-to-military communications, which the U.S. views as key to maintaining a peaceful Indo-Pacific region. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli troops stormed Shifa Hospital, the biggest hospital in the Gaza Strip. There are patients there, but Israel is looking for signs of Hamas. This is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It's understandable that they would want to remove Hamas's ability to use cover like that to sustain themselves. But again, this means they have an added burden here because it is a hospital, because there are real patients and real doctors and real nurses that have nothing to do with this fight. That need to be protected as much as possible.
The government says retail sales slipped last month following increases over the summer. Wholesale prices fell sharply last month, a sign inflation continues to ease. Early today, a magnitude 3.6 earthquake rattled parts of northern Illinois. Local police say they received no reports of damage. Deshaun Watson will miss the rest of his second season with the Cleveland Browns after suffering a shoulder injury. The Milwaukee Brewers have a new manager, bench coach Pat Murphy. This is AP News. There is good news and bad news for anyone looking to buy a car. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
We'll get the bad news out of the way first. New vehicle prices are still increasing, but, and here comes the good news, the average price for a used vehicle has dropped from last year's record high. Edmunds, the auto information website, finds that the average transaction price for a used vehicle is about $29,000. Yeah, that's still way above the average of about $20,000 5 years ago. But Edmunds says there are a few things you can do to make sure you're getting the best value for your money. Among them, compare prices online on sites like Edmunds. Don't get a big truck or a large SUV unless you need it. They're more expensive. And get pre-approved by a bank, credit union, or online lender before going to the dealership. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.